You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You have a great product here.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Russ signing with the Steelers, Josh Jacobs going to the Packers, and Christian Wilkins going to the Raiders. Kirk Cousins signing with the Falcons. Saquon tweeting out two Eagles emojis. No cap there.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, actor Liam Cunningham. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Some really great television is coming your way on Netflix, which you can check out right here on the Roku platform or portal. It's called Three Body Problem. It is from the executive producers of Game of Thrones, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. They're the showrunners and EPs, and they're writers alongside Alexander Wu. These are all folks that made some incredibly intense television for quite some time. It's called Three Body Problem. It's coming out on March 21st. And one of the stars of the show is sitting in our green room right now. And you know him as Sir Davos from Game of Thrones. Liam Cunningham is in this cast. So is, by the way, John Bradley, who played Samuel Tarly back in the day. So they're getting some of the band back together, but it's science fiction. Anyway, he's coming out in about 19 minutes time to talk about this. And we've just been nonstop football news for a day and a half now, 2 days, two shows pretty much, because news keeps on breaking and breaking and breaking. And that's how we start hour number three. Hit it, please.
Here it comes.
Oh, and my eyes see
breaking news.
There you go. Mixing the Al Pacino Best Picture reveal from this past week's Oscars with the breaking news that we have right now. Chris, what do your eyes see?
Rich, making me look smart. Future AFC North champion Pittsburgh Steelers are signing Patrick Queen.
Oh,
3 years,
poaching.
$41 million.
Now that is the move, man. Okay. That's a nice move. Why does it make you look smart? I don't understand.
I said the Steelers were going to win the North.
Okay.
I mean, he did say that, Rich.
He said that in an overreaction Monday segment, not ascribing Patrick Queen's arrival, but saying Russell Wilson's arrival assured it.
No, I didn't say assured.
What did you say?
I said assured for Chris Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris Jones is re-signing, assured the Chiefs of a seventh straight AFC Championship game appearance.
Yeah.
Against the Steelers now, obviously, right?
That's what
I'm saying.
Let me tell you, man.
The middle linebacker spot, the middle linebacker spot was an issue. If you remember, they were playing Miles Jack fresh off the couch.
Yeah.
In must-win games. So.
And he had quit twice.
And this guy, Patrick Queen, is a loss for the Ravens and an addition for the Steelers. And
huge.
Any loss for the Ravens that's an addition for the Steelers or vice versa, kind of doesn't matter the name that's in that proper noun line and that Mad Lib of loss for the Ravens, addition for the Steelers. That's good news for the Steelers. Any Steelers fan, any Steelers organization, anybody in it would go, yeah, absolutely. We'll take one of your best and put on our team. That's a nice addition.
Steeler fans better be jumping for joy right now.
They should be. Okay. That is a great move. That is a superb
Here it
move.
Comes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, and my eyes see.
Breaking news.
What happened now? Oh,
Giants quarterback news.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Let me guess. This is going to be somebody that isn't a big name. Not
Drew
a big name.
Locke to the Giants.
Okay.
Per Tom Pelissero and Mike Garofalo.
Okay, there's your week one starter. That's it.
I don't know that that was big enough to upstage the Patrick Queen news.
No, I mean, I've kind of ran its course. It's a big loss for the Ravens, yeah, a great addition for the Steelers, who needed somebody like him. I think that's a great move.
I wanted Giants fans to get, like, sort of excited.
And it's a wild situation that we had told all Ravens fans just back in January that Patrick Queen would be wearing black and gold trying to stop Derrick Henry running the ball for the Ravens, they'd be like, what are you talking about? But that's the case. Twice a year, he's going to be the one, hopefully, for the Steelers, meeting Derrick Henry in the hole.
Joe Manganiello and Billy Gardell are going nuts because
it's a smart move. It's in the same way that Derrick Henry's on brand for the Ravens, this is on brand for the Steelers. Yeah. But Queen was also on brand for the Ravens. So you take something that's on brand for the Ravens and add it that's on brand for you. That's a W plus.
They become worse.
Like TJ plus.
They become better.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's
nothing's,
plus.
Nothing's at
you. You're plussing everything up. You know I mean? You're plussing everything up. That's well done.
TJ Watt and Patrick.
I like it. Well, I mean, and don't forget your Walter Payton Man of the Year. Your reigning Walter Payton Man of the Year, Cam Hayward,
that's
up front, too.
Brockman's best
that
friend.
Saw. That's our boy.
We kicked it with him.
Man, paying Daniel Jones $41 million to back up Drew Lock. That's
well, again,
TJ.
No, let's hit on that. Because everything the Giants did yesterday, I'll repeat myself, is exactly set up for somebody to come in and be a new quarterback of the New York Giants. It's line of scrimmage, you're setting up, you're seeing what is the first thing the Carolina Panthers did for their free agency with Bryce Young this time around? They hit their offensive line like crazy. Okay? They got two offensive linemen yesterday to go along with their two young offensive linemen that they've drafted over the last couple years. They're remaking that. They're going to have to try and protect and go hunt on the other side of the line of scrimmage and try and win games 10-7, 3-0 right now. You know, with a bunch of wide receivers that are sitting there on your waiver wire for you to pick up in your fantasy leagues. And running backs, Devin Singletary and whoever they pick up in the draft. And what, is Matt Breida still on the team? You know what I mean? Like, that's the way that they're going to go about it. And that's the way that they're going to bring in a guy like Drew Lock, because they lost Tyrod Taylor to the Jets yesterday. So they needed somebody to back up. And that's a week one starter. He's going to be your week one starter while Daniel Jones comes back, and I think they're going to draft one, too. But everything I told you is that they are finished with Daniel Jones. That's what I heard at the combine. They want no part of him anymore. They might have to have part of him this year. I might be wrong, might be off on that. Everything that they say is they believe in him, but he's not going to be ready for week one. They needed somebody who was ready for week one. They're not going to, if they trade up for Drake May, everything that I hear about him is that he's going to need some seasoning and definitely need some time to get ready, which the Patriots have no problem doing. That's why they put Jacoby Brissett in a uniform yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, smart move. Tyrod Taylor's out. Whoever they draft, and I think they're going to draft one, that guy is not going to be your week one starter while Daniel Jones comes back. And if Drew Lock doesn't perform well enough and they're 2-4 when Daniel Jones is ready to return, then they'll stick Daniel Jones in there. And Giants fans will just have to suck it up.
1 year up to $5 million for Drew Lock.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
It's a good move. Was that Monday night game that he won in the rain? Who did he beat? What was that one? Where he had an amazing,
Eagles.
Right? He beat the Eagles, right?
Eagles, yeah.
An amazing post-game chat with Lisa Salters, the rain coming down. Mm-hmm. He's talking about believing in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Good kid. One to root for.
Good kid. Fun.
You know?
Tough.
And all he's got to do in the inevitable opener against the Cowboys is score a single point, and they're ahead of the game. I don't mean to be facetious, but honestly, the Giants are resetting, and I know Giants fans don't want to hear it, because they were supposed to take that playoff season where Brian Daboll's coach of the year, Daniel Jones looks totally redeemed. He looks like the quarterback, the two-way threat, Kaepernick 2.0 that they all hoped he could be, that Gettleman thought he could be, that nobody else thought he could be, but he finally was, and Saquon looked great too, and they get boat raced by the Eagles, and that is the end of that. Now Saquon's on the Eagles, Daniel Jones is hurt, Drew Lock is being brought in, and Giants fans are wondering what's going on. Well, what's going on is they're resetting. And for the sake of the general manager and the coach, I hope for them that the owners are all in and they're going to let them do their thing. Because if it doesn't work out, that's the way you get got in the National Football League. So. And then the other thing, we just heard from Albert Breer. I said to him, where's Justin Fields going to go? He said, what I always want to hear as the host of this show is, that's a really good question, Rich. Because for Justin Fields to go somewhere, he's got to go somewhere where a team that needs a quarterback says, we're not going to draft one. We'll take you. That means Raiders, Commanders, Patriots, Steelers, Falcons, every one of them have filled a spot with a quarterback over the last 24 to 48 hours, every one of them. The Vikings, on top of it, having lost Kirk Cousins, who went to the Falcons, Bears aren't sending him to Minnesota. Minnesota says, we'll take Sam Darnold. We'll beat out the Broncos, who Mark Schlereth was on yesterday. I'm like, what do you think they're going to do at quarterback? He goes, Sam Darnold. Well, the Vikings clearly knew that, offered Sam $10 million, sold. He's coming in. Okay. Raiders. I didn't think that was a landing spot for Justin Fields anyway, because the offensive coordinator, who he once famously said during last season had him playing like a robot or robotic, that's the offensive coordinator that's there, doesn't sound like a fit. Raiders decide to go and pay Gardner Minshew 2 years, $25 million. 15 of it guaranteed. So Justin's not going there. Unless Minshew was signed to back up Justin Fields there? How about the Commanders? Is it entirely possible the Commanders say, well, we're number two overall. We're not going to take Jaden Daniels. We'll take Justin Fields instead. We will not reset the quarterback clock with a rookie deal starting from snap one with the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. And all it does is just cost us the second overall pick that we so earned. And we're new owners of the NFL franchise in DC, and we're not going to start with a fresh new rookie quarterback and match him up to our new coach. What we'll do is we'll get Justin Fields instead, and it'll cost us some draft compensation, and then he'll be just 2 years removed from having a second year contract or franchise tag situation. That ain't happening. They signed Marcus Mariota, who, by the way, sounds like a great backup for Jaden Daniels, wouldn't you say?
I would say that.
Wouldn't you say like he'd be the prototype?
Yeah.
Good guy, veteran, can move and throw.
The odds have now switched. Daniels is now the favorite to go second.
Okay. The Patriots. Would the Patriots go ahead and, again, when you get Justin Fields, it costs you draft compensation and the decision you have to make pretty much as he walks in the door, a fifth-year option picked up. And then comes the clock starting about, do we franchise tag him? Do we sign him to a long-term market deal? What is the market deal? Or do you go ahead and sign an old friend, Jacoby Brissett, and third overall, choose Drake May? Sure sounds like that. Steelers, that was an option, right? If they were going to go Justin Fields and decide on that whole business of using draft compensation, picking up a fifth-year option, deciding on the quarterback, needing to have a new deal. They're already kind of one step behind it with Kenny Pickett, so you might as well maybe bring in another quarterback who's just one year ahead. That kind of makes a sense. Instead, they go and get Russ for an absolute song. Would the Bucs have done it? We checked that box last week. Would the Bucs do it? They sign Baker Mayfield. Where's he going? There's Denver as an option for a starter. And that's it. I just named the other spots. Unless, as Albert Breer just said, as I said to him, that the Bears might actually hold on to him now. See who doesn't get their quarterback in the first round of the draft, and then decides to send second night or third day compensation their way, and then you trade Justin Fields? Do you go through the draft and into the summer and see who needs one because of an injury? But then at that point, you already have Caleb Williams in your house in your quarterback room. You got to spend a couple months with Justin Fields in the quarterback room.
Well, you could Garoppolo him. Hey, which hey is Justin, like, just stay away.
Right, and then we'll ask him at the end of the season, at the end of the training camp season, to stick around, and he winds up being the starter anyway.
Maybe not the second half of that.
I know what you're saying. Or is I said, name me a team that could take him now. And Albert said the Eagles. And he's like, why not? So are we in the situation where Justin's not the starting quarterback of the next team that he's going to? Is that where we're at? That he's going to have to hope for a Sam Darnold play where he goes and he goes to a quarterback-friendly coaching staff, and when he gets a chance to get in there, is he on the Trey Lance plan?
Whoa.
Right? Like, is that what's happening right now? Because, again, I don't believe the Bears are going to look at, well, we're not getting the proper compensation back for Justin Fields, or we're not sending him to a spot where he's a starter, so we're not going to do Justin like that. Let's just run it back with Justin and trade the first overall pick. That's not happening. This is where we're at. Day two of the free agency window being open. Name me another team. Give me another team. Panthers not doing it.
Seattle?
Would Seattle do it? Where Seattle's, they just lost Drew Lock. They need a backup to Geno.
Geno's cheap this year. He's on the hook for like $12 million or something.
That's not a bad spot. The Saints just lost Jameis.
Yep.
But these are not starting options. None of them. Jets aren't doing it. Vikings are, again, they're not an option. They're in division. Colts lost Minshew. Do you have Justin Fields back up Anthony Richardson, or have Anthony Richardson insurance if he's not somehow ready with his shoulder?
That's a good idea, too. Mm.
Bengals, as we all know, have Joe Burrow's backup because he lit it up for my fantasy team last year. Jacksonville's backup is Mac. The Rams aren't doing it. Would they? No, I shouldn't say that. Rams are always thinking outside of the box.
True.
I saw Stetson Bennett workout videos yesterday, so maybe he'll be back.
Dolphins.
Is Wentz still there?
Dallas already has Trey Lance. Packers are obviously not an option. Texans? I mean, that's absurd. Bills aren't doing it. They got Trubisky. Lions aren't doing it. Would the Lions do it? No, they've got Hendon Hooker sitting there, right?
Yeah.
Ravens? They're not doing it. Niners aren't doing it. Chiefs. I mean, wow.
What about Titans? Have we mentioned them?
We have not. But I just don't.
I wouldn't want my guy that we just drafted looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the idea.
You know, Will Levis played, you know, admirably.
Guys, there's not many options. I think we just gave you the real deal here. So, it's wild. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to pause our free agency frenzy and talk about a terrific new television show you're going to love called Three Body Problem, from the creators of Game of Thrones, the man who back in the day played the role of Davos Seaworth, Sir Davos. Liam Cunningham is in studio next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, but don't let me tell you that we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio. Go ahead and hit it.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show.
That's the dulcet tones.
Oh, that was me.
That's you. So back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the great Liam Cunningham, right back here on the program on Three Body Problem, which is, again, available starting next week for streaming on Netflix. Good to see you again.
You too, sir. Pleasure.
Yeah, you did that for us last time you were here.
That's right. I've completely forgotten. Yeah, when I was here with the...
Yeah, we got free extra work out of you.
You did, yes. I forgot to invoice you.
We play that often, as a matter of fact, so...
Well, that's rather cool.
Yeah, it is.
I still have my touch with the show.
Come on. It's really cool for us to have you back here. And we just saw a clip again of this show, which is... created by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, right? The longtime EPs and showrunners of Game of Thrones.
I know, yeah.
And so when they call you up and say, we got another idea, you're like, okay, right? Pretty much?
Well, I wish I was that professional at the time.
Okay.
But what actually happened was I was in discussions to do another big show.
Yes.
And they were reasonably advanced. I hadn't said yes, because I wouldn't do that to anybody.
Sure.
And I got a call from D.B. and David, and they said, you're not going with them, you're coming with us. And I went... Okay. And I hung up. Literally, that's what I did. And then when I hung up, my professional brain kicked in and went, you don't even know what the part is. You haven't even seen the scripts. It could have been a week's work.
You had no idea?
No. That's the amount of faith I have in them. And then the scripts came along and I went, oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, because you have a significant role in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, you won't miss this guy. Yeah, and he's nothing like the character I played in Game of Thrones.
Well, this show's nothing like Game of Thrones.
100%. Although, you know, you have to be, these guys are, as we say, buggered for punishment. When they did Game of Thrones, they took on what George R. R. Martin wrote was an unfilmable series of books. That's why he wrote them. He wanted to let his imagination run.
Right.
And they didn't make it easy for themselves. And then they went on to this thing, which deals with quantum entanglement, theoretical physics, and a story that starts, as I say, in the mid-60s last century and goes until the end of time. So you couldn't exactly call them resting on their laurels.
But this is based on a trilogy as well, though, correct? Is
100%, it not? Yeah, a very successful trilogy of science fiction books. And a lot of people, you know, it's strange. A lot of people go, well, science fiction's not my bag. It's not what they do. If you look at Game of Thrones, that was fantasy, you know, and a lot of people, I was one of them. Would have gone fantasy. It's not really my thing.
Wife as well. Honestly, she's not into the fantasy, the Dungeons and Dragons, that sort of, if you will, world. And I started watching Game of Thrones first and sat her down. I'm like, you have to see this. Yeah. So I totally get what you're saying on that front. And then, of course, we were locked in together as a couple, and then suddenly we're at dinner parties, and suddenly we're at watch parties and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I totally understand that. But so what is this about? If what you can explain to people?
Well, it's essentially, the title comes in three body. I'll try and be as quick as I can with this.
Take your time.
We have one body, the sun, and we go around the sun like this.
Yes,
a three body problem is a theoretical physics anomaly that drives physicists mad.
Okay.
Three bodies, three suns. If you've got an Earth between three suns, it's impossible to predict the gravitational forces. And what we have on the show is a planet that is under that influence of the three-body problem and are looking, without giving too much away, for a safe planet to... So their civilization can exist, and that's where we get into trouble.
And you get into what? The ability... You're trying to save the...
I'm saving the world, dude.
The world. Damn.
I'm in charge of saving the world. You're lucky on me. I even showed up here. I'm a busy man. A busy, busy man.
And so where are the dragons in this?
There are no dragons. Well, they're up in, I think these ones are up in the sky, and they're much more trouble than just your big old dragon.
So this is a totally different ball of wax.
100% different.
But obviously when you're in the hands of some brilliant television makers and producers and writers.
Yeah, don't forget Alexander Wu was in there as well, who's
yes,
True
of course.
Blood.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so Liam Cunningham, the man known as Sir Davos from Game of Thrones, and now as Thomas Wade in Three Body Problem, available on Netflix right here on Roku, here on The Rich Eisen Show. Some Game of Thrones fellow alums are in this as well. John Bradley, who plays Sam Early.
Jack, who plays in this, and he's hilarious in this.
Okay.
And he's really good, yeah. He's a guy who's was a brain box at Oxford University and decided to cash in his chips.
Right.
And start selling Jack snacks. He moved his knowledge of chemistry and whatever to the entrepreneurial world.
Okay.
So you'll see he's got a very lovely lifestyle.
The High Sparrow himself, the brilliant Jonathan Pryce.
Incredible actor. Man, what a resume that guy has, from Bond villains to Miss Saigon to this. He's one of those, like John Hurt, he's just one of those people that you just, quality arrives when he arrives.
No question about that. I'll give you one that's deep from his filmography, Ronan.
That's right.
Is a deep cut for him.
That's right.
He's brilliant in that as well. You know. So I
remember that De Niro, wasn't it?
De Niro,
car chase in there.
Yeah.
Natasha McElhone was in it as well.
Look at you.
She's gorgeous looking human being.
I'm with you. You and I are we're like that. So, what do you get the most from Game of Thrones fans when you see them, Liam?
You know what? And I used to say this to the younger people on the set when we were inundated with people, everybody wanting a piece of you and all that, when it became the cultural phenomenon it was. And it can get tiresome. As I can't, I'm sure you're well used to it. You know, you're trying to do your day's work and fans come up and all that sort of thing. It's great. What I used to say to them was, I said, if you worked in a bank and at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening, you were locking the door and you turned around, there's a group of people outside doing that.
Yeah.
That they applauded you for your day's work.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best thing in the world, wouldn't it? And mm-hmm. I said, well, you're getting it now.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy it, because it is going to disappear.
Right.
People, we do a day's work and people applaud us.
Mm-hmm.
And put us on red carpets and sometimes raise too much money and all that. It's wonderful.
Did they give you any grief about your character's decision making, as if you did it personally? Anything like that happened?
Oh, 100%. They are so taken in by the story that they want to know. And you have to remember, they invite you into their living room, so you've in a weird way you've become a friend of theirs, and they're on a journey, and you've broken their hearts, you've made them laugh or whatever. So when they meet you, they're saying hello because they've had you in their house on many, many occasions.
Plus
you have no idea who the hell they are.
Plus, you're one of the good guys.
Yes,
you're one of the good guys. Like you were not one of
this
those.
This new character might shatter that illusion.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't be able to dine out on this guy, I don't think.
Well, as long as the dining isn't a red wedding.
Hey
now, you like that one?
Yeah, very quick.
Well.
He's quick.
I appreciate that. Okay, fantastic. And I can't wait for everybody to see this. So Formula One is your sport?
That's my game.
That's your game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madhouse this season.
Right.
Insane.
It's catching fire here in the United States, you know, like more than ever.
Drive to Survive will have had a big thing. Yeah, there's three races here. A few years ago, there wasn't any Formula One race.
Right.
Now there's three.
Why do you like it so much? What is it so great about it for you?
I do like the whole engine thing, the car thing, and the engineering and the design.
Right.
But also, they kind of do what we do. It's a circus.
Mm-hmm.
It hits town and with huge amounts of personnel and large planes arriving, and they're there for 4 or 5 days, and then they up sticks and go to another place, and they do that 23 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the circus thing is really interesting. And as well as that, I mean, if you take a step back, it's people with too much money playing with the largest train set on the planet. I mean, it is. That's what it is.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's what it is. So these guys, they can make fortunes playing with a train set. Same as way I do. I make a reasonable living playing dress up.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Who's your favorite driver? Who you root for?
Oh, it's always going to be Kimi Raikkonen, I think, who's the next Ferrari Formula One champion and an extraordinary driver from Finland that the media love, because he hates the media and doesn't play the game or anything. And they kind of love it. He's always been ornery, I suppose the phrase over here. But an incredibly, incredibly talented driver.
So
he's retired now.
Okay. So who's the current?
Oh, the current one. Well, you can't deny Max Verstappen at the front. He won, I think, every race bar two last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already won two races. of the two this year. Yes. In an extraordinary car that's designed by Adrian Newey. Fernando Alonso is driving for, you know, he's in his 40s now. Right. He's driving for Aston Martin, has come back and is hungrier than a lot of the kids that are on the track. He's got, like, serious ambition.
Have you ever wanted to get behind the wheel of one of these?
I did get behind the wheel in the garage, and then they threw me out of the car. But I did, at Monza in Italy, I did a two-seater. They have a two-seater Formula One car, and I was taken out in the back. I talked Kit Harington into getting into the car when we were doing Game of Thrones.
Yes.
He was very well behaved the previous night and went to bed with a burger and fries from room service. Mm. I didn't. I stayed out seeing some friends I have in Milan and stayed out about four. So we did three laps in the car. And when we got out of the car, Kit took his helmet off and his hair bounced into this beauty. And when I got out of the car, I was literally almost getting sick in my mouth because I was severely hungover. That's after three laps. These guys do 80 laps. And I was just a passenger.
But you wouldn't do it any differently, right? I mean,
In retrospect, it's a wonderful thing. Hindsight is great.
But you took Kit in it. So who is the one driving you around?
He was an ex-Formula One. The old still race. Sure. Was it Baumgartner? I think it might have been a Dutch guy, I think. Yeah, but he was a proper F1 driver, yeah.
We once upon a time, both of us, Chris and I, had Mario Andretti take us around the Grand Prix course in Long Beach here.
Oh, my God.
And it was...
You, do you know how lucky you were that he did that for you?
Oh, yes, but I'll be straight up with you. I was just, you know, wondering, you know, how Mario was doing, you know, what he did the night before, whether he had a hamburger and fries 100%. Or he might have taken it your approach.
Well, his son, maybe... coming into Formula One in 2 years' time.
There you go. I know.
With the Cadillac, I think, isn't it?
So Mario just, he was spot on. He was pitch perfect, thank goodness. I couldn't believe how close these cars actually get.
It's extraordinary.
To the wall, to everything else. Yeah. And, but it was great.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime memory, that's for sure.
This is how precise they are. There's a guy, he was one of the designers of Benetton, and he was the head of sporting when Senna was racing. Mm-hmm. And Senna, during qualifying, this is a true story, he hit the wall in the car because you were talking about how tight they get there.
Yeah.
And when he got out of the car, he'd said to the guy who was giving the interview, Senna said to him, I wouldn't have hit that. They must have moved the wall, right? So the guy did that.
Yeah.
But he said, I went out with my tape measure just to make sure they had moved the wall. And that's the reason he hit them by half an inch. And he hit the wall because no one told him they'd move the wall. That's how precise of a driver Senna was.
See, by the way, just hearing you say the word the wall just brings back so many great memories of Sunday night.
Just the links.
Just a definitely different type of wall. No doubt about it. Congrats in advance of Three Body Problem on Netflix, available on Roku. Is there any shot at all of the gang getting back together and doing more Game of Thrones any way, shape, or form on planet Earth? I know that there's another version of it right now,
yeah.
A prequel that's going on that has nothing to do with you
100%.
Or anything else.
And I hear talk there is, I mean, they haven't laid it to rest. And there was some talk of Kit Harington taking over. I don't know what's happened to that. It may be stuck in, as what do they call it in Hollywood, development hell.
Yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, so I don't know whether that's going to happen. I thought it was a great idea. Let's take it off exactly... the moment he leaves, when we left Game of Thrones, and see what his life goes from there. Great, great concept, I think. I did send a text when I heard about this snow thing. Mm-hmm. I did send a text to Kit Harington saying, better call Davos.
Yes, yeah.
He never replied.
That's what's, come on. Because in all seriousness, I mean, you're one of the few, spoiler alert, who got through unscathed.
I'm the only character in it. That was in all four battles that were in the whole series. I'm the only character. And you never saw me, you saw me pulling out a sword. You never saw me killing anyone. And I was in the four battles. No wonder I lived. I never fought, but I was there.
That's all that matters.
Having a cappuccino on the side of the battlefield.
So it's possible, right?
Let's rule nothing out. As a friend of mine says, I won't consider that role until I read the check.
I like that. That's funny. Great to see you, Liam. Congrats again against Three Body Problem. Available for streaming next week, March 21st, only on Netflix. make sure you are there for it. And great to have you here. Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Liam Cunningham right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back to see what's going on in the rest of the world in a sec.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Very well known for the evil Cersei Lannister on Game of Thrones, for which we are huge fans. Great to see you, Lena Headey, here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Hello.
I'm a big fan. I'll just start off the interview that way. I don't care. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
When you first got the gig, you knew that you were going to live to the walk because of the books?
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
No, David and Dan were like, this is what we have for her. Like, this is where she goes.
Well, they had the Walk of Shame planned out all the way from Jump Street?
Yes.
No kidding.
I mean, those boys are very clever. They had a plan all along for all of us, and it was slow, you know, the reveals were slow, and that's what makes it so exciting.
So then season 6 script comes, you're flipping through the pages to
yes,
see if you've
alive.
Met your maker, right? Then what about the final season? When you got the script, what did you do with that?
Same thing. I think all of us were like, okay, I'm still in.
Okay, so which one was happiest by the end?
I can't tell you that.
That was a sneaky way
like
of doing
that. That was nice.
That was so smooth.
That was creative.
Who are you most concerned from the cast that is actually going to give something away?
Kit. But that's good. He's passed the test.
What do you mean?
You can just butter him up with a bit of booze.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. We've got so much around here, too.
We got to book him again and just, you know, that's just water in our
get
mugs.
Get him sozzled and I'll tell you everything.
I have met the Mountain in
you
person.
Have?
Yes. He's the hugest individual I've ever met.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
The amount of food he consumes. But it's like, we have to cut because Hathor has to have his 7th chicken of the day. I'm not joking.
He dominates craft service?
Yes.
Is that what he does? He's out
there?
I mean,
they literally bring him like a feast every hour so he doesn't faint.
Where are you going to watch the finale?
I'm going to watch it with some mates, with some booze.
Okay. And just toast off Cersei.
Yeah, say what an amazing, amazing 9 years.
Okay, so Cersei Lannister will be in the finale of Game of Thrones. I think I just learned that. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take a couple phone calls. Chris in San Bernardino has been hanging on a long time. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rich. It's an honor to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Thanks for holding on as long as you did. What's on your mind?
So your guest, Albert, had mentioned Justin Fields being a possibility of going to Philadelphia, backing up Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Now, I don't think this is a completely out-of-the-world possibility. I think it makes more sense than anything. It may not make any sense to fans or mean anything to fans, but to me, as an Eagles fan, it means a lot to me. For my quarterback to hold these values. Kenny Pickett's dad was an Eagles fan. Kenny Pickett grew up an Eagles fan. Kenny Pickett's hometown is 81 miles away from the Lincoln Financial Field. It would only make sense for Kenny Pickett to come to Philadelphia, and if anything happens to Hurts, he continues his regression, or he gets hurt. It only makes sense for Kenny Pickett to come to Philadelphia.
Hey, listen, man. Chris, Saquon, you know, is from Lehigh Valley, and he went to Penn State, so it makes sense then to be Philadelphia. But his dad was such a diehard Jets fan that he got a tattoo of the Jets logo. But Saquon's not a Jet. You know what I mean? Like, as much as his family history might mean something, the Steelers value Kenny Pickett, you know? And thanks for the call, Chris, and thanks for saying what you said at the very top of our conversation. I don't take that sort of stuff lightly. You know, it's just the Steelers value Kenny Pickett. It's kind of crazy how quickly things turn for people and how you just discard. Listen, the guy comes in. He doesn't get the starting gig right away. They finally turn to him after it's clear Trubisky ain't it. They finally turn to him. He's a rookie. He performs well for a rookie. And the last month of his rookie season, he had like this knack of having picket time hit in the fourth quarter. I saw it with my own two eyes. It was kind of wild. And then last year had an incredible preseason. And then the first several weeks was terrible. Then he gets hurt and he's done. And now he's not the future. 100% not the future. And I know he doesn't have the skill set of Mahomes. And I think that's kind of what's ruining everybody these days. Right? And in the same way that we're looking at Caleb Williams, got to draft him. He could be the next Mahomes. You know, you're looking at all these other quarterbacks. They're not some crazy two-way threat. They're not Lamar, MVP. They're not Jalen Hurts, who almost was an MVP. Brock Purdy almost won a Super Bowl, guys, ladies. Brock Purdy was one fourth down stop of the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime away from being a Super Bowl champion. You know what I mean? So just build the right team around and maybe it can happen. And I know Steeler fans are like, you're crazy. But now suddenly you're looking at a 35-year-old veteran who surveyed the landscape and goes, oh, okay, I'll just play for the league minimum because I'm making a ton of money over there and compete with a third-year guy. I'll do that. That's going to be your savior too? I hope so. I mean, listen. If Russell Wilson wants to make the Hall of Fame, winning a championship with the Pittsburgh Steelers would crown it. That would be the end of it.
That would be it.
That's it. It's over. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's got that in front of him. Can he take this young offense and this defense that just added Patrick Queen? Can he do that? Can he start cooking like the old Russ, who made the right decisions and threw some beautiful deep balls? He can find George Pickens with those and make the smart choices and ride a run game and a great defense and an uncanny ability to keep a play alive that makes the defense totally freaked out because you can't stop him. That's how good he was back in the day. That's that guy. That guy shows up and takes Mike Tomlin's Pittsburgh Steelers to the Super Bowl. Even just that alone might be good enough to make the Hall. Can he do it? Did I just name some sort of crazy-ass fairy tale? But the idea, like Pickett, they should trade him or whatever, that ain't happening. They're going to let him figure it out with Russ there. And if he beats out Russ, see how long that goes. And then see if Russ can have some sort of Flacco-like run at the end of a season and go kill it and go into the Super Bowl run. Or Pickett doesn't beat out Russ, and they have their answer that Pickett ain't it. And he becomes another Desmond Ridder, to be honest. Turzo in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Turzo?
What's up, fellas? Hey, first things first, Rich. Brockman, you take your shoes off on a plane?
He did, once upon a time.
Oh, God, man.
Always.
You still do?
That is...
I do.
Well, if we're going cross country, dude, what are you talking about?
What is the length of flight by which it's not okay to take out? Like,
yeah, I think anything over 4 hours.
Anything over 3.5 hour flight? No.
If I'm going here to Chicago, probably not. Okay. But here to Boston, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, you got to get comfortable, okay. Right? I don't recline my seat, so I got to do something to get comfortable.
Yeah. I don't understand that either.
Well, so Rich, I was kind of in agreement with Brockman with the Justin Fields going to Seattle. I was kind of thinking about it last night. Is just kind of a somewhat of a landing spot for him because, as you've said all day long, I just don't see a starting role for him. And Seattle, for whatever reason, just kind of made sense to me. I don't really want to see him in my division. But given kind of where Geno Smith is in his career, you know, I think it lends itself to that. But you still have that fifth-year option, which I think is just lowering his value just completely.
And it's kind of crazy, Terzo. 1 week ago, we're saying, okay, which place is going to have him as his starter? Will Atlanta start him? You know, would the Patriots start him? The Steelers, you know, would they just, like, bring him in and start him over Kenny Pickett? Right? If the Bucs don't sign Baker, would the Bucs start him? And now here we are 26 hours into free agency right now, and we're wondering where might he be a good place to back up? It's kind of nuts. Yeah. It's kind of nuts.
It really is. And I love the signing of Henry to Baltimore, just hoping that somebody can stop the Chiefs from going to the Super Bowl, because obviously we have a tough time beating them in the Super Bowl. So maybe if it's somebody else, we might stand a chance.
Thanks for the call, Terzo. Thanks for hanging on as long as you did. Game time tickets, get it on your phone, get it on your tablet, get it on any mobile device that you can, because when you're buying tickets to your next big event, all the worries are removed. Sports, music, comedy, theater events near you. Go on the app, find the event you want to go to, check out all the seats. It's so easy to use. It's so utile. It's so pleasant to the eye. You just look at the arena or the theater or anything that you're buying tickets to. You see a whole host of options. Click on it, see the view from the seat, see how much it costs, the all-in pricing, and then buy it or not and keep shopping. It's awesome. It's so simple to use. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, and you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm going to ask a sports talk radio question.
Yes.
Yeah?
Let's go.
I'm going to ask a sports talk radio question because it's absurd. What I'm about to ask.
These things drive me crazy. But okay.
Almost 27 hours into the new league year opening. Ugh. Which team has the best shot to unseat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Based solely on the moves they've made
so far? Based solely on the moves that they've made so far.
Well, I can tell you who it ain't.
Your Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah,
they have no chance.
But like I said, long snapper, position of need.
Still it? Are they going to go through the entire negotiating window, re-signing their long snapper and doing nothing else and saying that's all in? Wow.
You yes. know you want
I'm
that.
Nodding my head up and down.
The entire sports talk
hey,
world.
We're halfway, there's home. Less we're halfway home.
You better put some respect on Trent.
We're
Sink's
halfway
name.
Home. There's, at this point oh tomorrow, there's at this point back. Wednesday, we will be 1 hour away from the new league year beginning, and everybody's got to get their cap house in order.
Oh, come that's, on, Dallas.
We're that close, and right now you just got a long snapper. That's it.
We got the best kicker in the league, so a long snapper is essential. I'm trying to explain this to you.
Answer me the question. Is it Philadelphia? Based on the moves that they made, that they were close
Philadelphia.
Enough.
So they added because at this Bryce point, Huff. We didn't talk about that yesterday.
Right. Well, we did mention that they took one of the best players from both the Jets and the Giants. They raided MetLife.
That's true.
Now, before you say Philly, can I ask you two a question? We spent the previous 2 weeks waxing philosophical about how great Jason Kelce is.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hall of Fame. So we got to see how they figure that. Him from the line, and then we're going to go, they're going to be just as good? Huge no. They're
Fletcher
not
Cox,
gonna,
too.
They're not. I haven't even gotten to that side of the ball yet. They're not, so they're not going to be as good because you're not going to be able to just post a Hall of Famer in there.
Pittsburgh.
Here we go, Steelers. Pittsburgh. Here we go.
Because Pittsburgh's
done the most to improve their situation over the year before. Adding Derrick Henry, losing Patrick Queen, that's kind of a wash.
Is that a wash?
Baltimore.
Patrick Queen's probably better than Derrick Henry at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody's done it.
Steelers fans have got to be thrilled that they took Patrick Queen from the Ravens and put him behind that stout defensive line with a Walter Payton Man of the Year and a bona fide Defensive Player of the Year. Named T.J. Watt.
They'll still find something to complain about,
I don't think
though.
Anybody has made a significant push to unseat.
Free agency
the
hasn't changed the equation, is what we've determined.
No.
The dynamic, the rubric has not changed.
Rubric. Nice
Ooh,
word.
Big word alert. That's a big word alert.
Let me just check
Stanley
the odds
Kubrick?
Real quick.
Stanley is that what you said?
All right. Anybody else sign more than the long snapper? Hey, look, make the playoffs last year.
You're being real disrespectful. Right
this is
now.
Great. This is so good.
Well, the funny part about all of this is that the 49ers are the betting favorite for the Super Bowl,
which is crazy. But the Chiefs, as good as the Chiefs are.
Well, I mean, the 49ers are...
Chiefs second, but the Ravens 49ers third.
Are losing Arik Armstead. That's not
Seems
easy.
That way, right?
Yeah.
To absorb.
What if the Cowboys sign Arik Armstead?
So Niners are 11-2, Chiefs 6-1, Ravens 9-1, Bills 10-1.
Plus, the Niners are got to feel good about themselves.
That's your top.
Certainly, since Nick Bosa is over the moon right now.
Man, he's so happy.
He met his
his idol.
His boo.
Hit the Usher song, Mike. My boo.
Yeah, oh. The fights.
Wow.
Dana White making dreams come true. That's a metric nobody's in. I didn't see that in the free agent tracker.
Look, Rich, when you meet your idols, you get happy.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes it's bad to meet your idol.
This hasn't changed. The Chiefs re-signed Chris Jones.
Yeah,
and at this point, L'Jarius Sneed is going to be a Chief, man.
So far.
Is Patrick Mahomes still playing football?
Nobody yes, he is.
Okay, then three
pizza. All right, so nothing's changed.
They're but hey, again.
We're just rearranging deck chairs, and it's been fun doing that over the last 2 days. Chat again on Wednesday. Wrap it up on Roku in a sec.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.